AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In North Carolina, a retired NASCAR driver and his family among the victims of a plane crash. Jennifer King has details.
A private business jet crashed and exploded into flames at Statesville Regional Airport. A statement from NASCAR and a joint statement released by the families confirms that seven people aboard were killed, including the plane's owner, Greg Biffle, his wife, Christina, their son, Ryder, and Biffle's teenage daughter, Emma. Biffle was known as a legendary NASCAR driver and for his charity work delivering supplies to victims after Hurricane Helene. The other victims were identified as Biffle's friends, Craig Wadsworth and Dennis Dutton, and Dutton's son, Jack. The statement says, "This tragedy has left all of our families heartbroken beyond words." The plane's flight plan had it bound for Sarasota, Florida, Treasure Island in the Bahamas, and then back to Statesville the same day. But the Cessna turned back just a few minutes after takeoff before attempting to land.
Plane just crashed at Lakewood.
Joshua Green was with golfers at nearby Lakewood Golf Club who were shocked to witness the crash.
It was way too low. Huge explosion.
Video from the scene shows first responders rushing onto the runway as flames burned near scattered wreckage. An initial NTSB briefing is expected Friday. I'm Jennifer King.
Sources tell AP police are investigating a connection between the weekend mass shooting at Brown University and the killing of an MIT professor 2 days later. TikTok signed a deal to form a new U.S. unit with three American investors holding a majority stake, Oracle, Silver Lake, and MGX. That should ensure TikTok can continue operating in the U.S. Inflation slowed unexpectedly last month. The Labor Department's Consumer Price Index up 2.7% over November a year ago. On Wall Street, traders took encouragement from the report, while strong profits from Micron Technology boosted AI stocks. The S&P gained 0.8%, while the NASDAQ jumped 1.4%. The Dow added 65 points. Jobless claims were down last week, and mortgage rates have eased. This is AP News. Long-sought recognition.
A celebration in North Carolina as the Lumbee Tribe has won federal recognition. Congress had considered the issue for more than 30 years, but the effort gained momentum after President Trump endorsed the tribe on the campaign trail last year. John Oxendine says it's been a long time coming.
All my life I've felt the sorrows and hurt from not being fully federally recognized, and I've seen a lot of my grandparents, my dad.
Recognition means the Lumbee Tribe will have access to new streams of federal money and grants, as well as to resources such as the Indian Health Service. Recognition was attached to the 2026 National Defense Authorization Act, which passed in the Senate on Wednesday. And once Trump signs it into law, the Lumbee will be one of the largest tribal nations in the country, with about 60,000 members. I'm Donna Warder.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.